interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Well, these kids probably won't be trying this again. And the high school that they're in told them, knock it off. Don't bring that stuff back to this school. Multiple students at Lodi High School in California were sent to the hospital after participating in the One Chip Challenge this week. The challenge dares a participant to eat a chip that has been covered in hot sauce and pepper. It's like that Pocky, P-A-Q-U-I, those folks who created that hot chip, they created the One Chip Challenge thing. And I guess some kids got a hold of these chips and brought them into school. At least three students were sent to the emergency room because of their reactions. Nine students in total over the course of the week got sick from the challenge. These chips have the two peppers in the chips have been rated as 2 million Scoville units, which means they're 400 times hotter than a jalapeno. The principal said any further participation in the One Chip Challenge will land students in trouble. What could be worse than the trouble that their insides are experiencing?
And, you know, and the thing about doing that at school, they say milk is supposed to, you know, cure that heat. You only get milk in that little tiny carton. That might not be enough milk, the little pint or whatever.
Not to kill
the super heat.
No, yeah, what you're getting from that chip.
John, you've talked about, maybe Harpo getting excited and jumping off his leash, and that's going to lead to trouble someday. Well, that happened to a dog named Millie, a little Jack Russell Terrier. This is in Hampshire, England. And she's out with a walk. You know, Millie's out on a walk with her owner and slips the leash. And the next thing you know, Millie works her way down onto this beach. Well, the owner can't get down to the beach. There's no access to the beach. But the dog stuck down on the beach for a couple hours and can't figure out a way out. And the tide's coming in, and this little dog doesn't know nothing about swimming, and the waves start beating on it and whatever. You know, the beach, that dog's in trouble. So they're trying to think, what can we do? We can't send a kayak in because it's too rough. And so what are we going to do to rescue this dog? Well, then they have an idea. That dog loves food. So they brought out a drone. They had a neighbor lady cook up some sausages. They hung a sausage off this drone, and they flew it down there. And Millie saw that sausage and thought, I'm getting that. And she didn't care about the propellers or nothing. And they worked that drone right up the side of the mountain and just in the side of the little, you know, some little track she could get up. And sure enough, that dog flew that sausage all the way up the hill off the beach. Yeah, dog's fine. They said, if we hadn't got her away from that area, the tide would have come in and she probably would have drowned and things. And Millie really likes food. She'll eat anything you give her, but she loves sausages, her favorite food. And they said she's pretty timid. She wouldn't have gone up to other people or things like that, but she would follow that sausage.
Yeah, well, she's like my dog. My dog is like, he can, no matter how secure you think you have that harness on him, if he's motivated enough, if he wants after something enough, he can somehow Houdini himself out of that thing. It's it's the craziest thing. Okay, this is, I had to see this to believe it, and thankfully we've got pictures of it. A home for sale in Milwaukee. And the odd thing about this home is what you get in one of the three bathrooms. Now, this home was built in the mid-1850s. The odd setup in the bathroom doesn't date back that far. Not sure how far back it dates, but in looking at the picture, I'm going to guess it's probably not that. It was only a few years ago that this was all put in. It's a good-sized bathroom, and inside that bathroom are four toilets. It's four toilets with no partition, nothing separating the four toilets.
It's like you're joining the army or
yes,
something.
Yes, that's the kind of setup that that they have. Apparently, this is a, the home is, it's kind of like a farmhouse. As I said, the home itself was built in 1851, donated to the Girl Scouts of America. Oh, the Girl Scouts of America, they were the ones who, once they got their hands on it, their organization put the four toilets together for some reason in that bathroom. And the house is selling for $450,000. The inside, it looks nice.
I mean, it did look all remodeled and fresh.
Yeah.
But that's weird, the four toilets sitting right in a row like that.
I'll tell you what's really weird about it is that if you look at it there, you see there, you got four in a row, and you don't have four separate toilet paper roll holders.
No.
You got a basket that's in between the second and third toilets. So if you're, you know, on the first or the fourth,
Pass me down the paper.
Pass down the basket to get things taken care of there.
You know, it's funny because with as we continue to potty train our little guy, we have two toilets in the bathroom. It's because we have one of his little Johns, you know, and then sometimes it helps to, like, if he sees, you know, an example. So there'll be times where, like, you're in the bathroom together, you know, showing him how it's done. So
sharing reading materials.
Yeah, that kind of thing, you know, having a moment, guy's time.
Having a moment. Moment or a movement? One of the two.